I think it's important to understand that CBDCs, not only can you implement negative interest rates, but you can also implement taxation without representation.
Yes.
I mean, you can do it with inflation, you can do it with interest rates, or you can do it with...
But negative interest rates is some sort of taxation on your savings account. What I think is the terrible part of the discussion is that governments right now are saying, wait a minute, we're simply building CBDC. And it could, you could see CBDC, it could be something beautiful because you have an account with central bank. So if you're afraid that your local bank might go bankrupt, like Lehman Brothers, Fortis, etc., maybe you're afraid, well, there's an alternative. You can have an account with the central bank directly. Isn't it fantastic? Well, for a number of reasons, that sort of thinking is very problematic.
Right.
First of all, let's say that I'm a baker and I've worked for... I'm 60 years old, I'm not, and I've worked for, let's say, 40 years, and I have 200,000 in a savings account.
Right.
Which is very realistic, 200,000, 300,000.
Right.
You don't want to do risky investments. I know people who are in the situation.
Right.
Let's say that, and one of them recently asked me, they said, well, if there would be CBDC, I would love it. Because then I could transfer that 300,000 euro in my savings account to the central bank digital currency account at the central bank, and it would be safe there.
See, what I hear, when you say that to me, I hear, oh, I'm going to take all my savings and put it with somebody who's worse than the Russian mafia.
But even then, let's say that you can trust the Russian mafia. The problem is, if you would do that, and you would have an app on your phone,
right.
But you also, as a customer, a CBDC customer, you need to be onboarded, as they call it. You need to identify yourself. Thank you. The easiest way for that to be achieved, which is something that's also openly discussed, is to have a CBDC app within your existing banking app on your phone.
Right.
And then, first of all, then the extra benefit for you as a customer isn't clear at all. There's totally no extra benefit because you can already make electronic payments besides using cash. But the thing is that if you would have the opportunity, you as a person or me as a person or this baker that I mentioned, to transfer a few hundred thousand euro from the bank to the central bank and a few hundred million euro in Europeans would do that, or Americans, for the sake of argument, the banking system would collapse.
Right.
You can't handle a deposit outflow because it would be a traditional bank run with banknotes.
Right.
But now at the speed of light, thanks to digital innovation, facilitated by a central bank that has spent the last 10 years saving banks by injecting 8 trillion euro, if you think about it. It's a tremendous amount of money in the European Union. That's the size of the balance sheet total of the European Central Bank.
So you've bubbled. You've created this huge bubble, and now you're going
to
collapse it.
And then you're going to say, well, okay, after saving these banks, I'm going to build you an alternative for free. That's very unrealistic.
So what I hear is, ooh, opportunity. I'm going to crash the economy, and I'm going to be able to pick everything up cheap.
It's worse than that. If I have complete freedom, no programmability, no negative interest rates, etc. But all like an onion, all these nice things are being peeled off until there's only ugliness. And one of the features is being able to have a large amount of savings in with the central bank. Central bank says, we won't do that. And there are two options. One of them is have an algorithm within your app. Now it gets ugly, which prohibits you from doing this.
Oh.
And the reason is that otherwise, and they call it disintermediation. They say, well, we want to prevent disintermediation of the financial system, the existing banks.
Uh-huh.
Oh, but wait a minute. I thought you were going to create a safe alternative from them. And within the same breath, you say that you are going to prevent people from using it to the extent that they want. So your CBDC account in the first years, you will only be able to put 5 or 7,000 euro there.
Yeah.
These companies that are lobbying for digital ID, they say, we can build a safe app, a safe digital identity app for you, which they can't, because it will, if you have one digital identity system for hundreds of millions of Europeans with everything in it, from finances to money to your health records, social media, if you're a criminal, if you're a Russian criminal, for example, if you're a hacker, I mean, their tanks are shit, but they can hack... they can hack the hell out of us. That's what they're doing. That's right. The strategic danger. You put it all in one place, but these companies like ING, Accenture, Amazon, etc., they say, no, we can build a safe system. And
that is the biggest yeah.
And that might, let's put it this way, I think they might be terribly wrong.